You're listening to the Attract and Stand Out podcast, created for ambitious, heart-centered entrepreneurs who want to build real relationships, influence others, and make an impact with everyone they meet. I'm your host, Darlene Holly, and I'm a mom of four, a wife, a storyteller, dream builder, and a personal branding and business coach. On the show, you'll hear real conversations about what it means to run your own business, what success actually looks like, and how you can overcome obstacles that get in your way. We're growing businesses with less hustle and more ease, transforming your mindset and inspiring you to get moving and to follow your dreams. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Hi, welcome to my mom's podcast.
Hey friends, welcome back. Are you ready to create a profitable service-based personal brand and business? Download my brand new workbook and you'll learn my signature six-step process to create a successful business with less hustle and more ease. It's got easy action steps ready to implement into your business immediately so that you can start creating a business that you love. Head over to bit.ly/attractandstandoutonline to download your workbook today. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I'm your host, Darlene Holly, and I am so thrilled for today's episode. I have with me my friend, RC Clark. He is on a mission to spread good ideas, to outshine negativity, open minds, and eradicate fear. He helps coaches do the same thing by showing them how to create charismatic content that connects to or charismatic content that connects to their dream clients, inspiring them to work with them. RC, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here now that I totally try to like botch every word that you use in your bio. Welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, I think, yeah, I definitely put some long multi-syllable.
Why did you give me the hard big words today?
Yeah, I didn't even say anything about my coaching too. I'm just talking about these overarching, you know, happy feely ideas. It's like, it's okay. We're working on it. Work in progress, right?
We are. And it shows who you are though. It shows that you're showing up. You have a huge heart. I know that you like, you do this work because you're passionate about it, because you want to help other people. And sometimes that messaging can get all crazy in the middle of it. But at the end of the day, we know we're good people and we're showing up and doing amazing things. So I'm excited to hear your story today and learn more about you. We've had a couple of conversations now. I've been on your show. We've had some coffee chats and I'm really excited just to dig in and learn more about like, how on earth did you get to this place where you're doing this amazing work, living in a beautiful place, and having fun living a life on your terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, dang, I mean, it's all come down to alignment and trusting my gut. You know, I think it all comes down to my foundations of my, I guess, spiritual faith foundation, just the way that I view the world. I just really believe that this life is for me. This life is for you. You know, we're all these individualized centers of life energy. And the reason why we're here is to have a life of the fullest potential, you know, to feel as happy as we could possibly feel. Like where we are, this is heaven. This is it. This is the place we're supposed to be. We're given everything that we've ever needed and we're ever going to need. You can always look at everything from the positive side. You're always learning from what is a failure. Failure is never a failure. So everything that I've done, anything bad that's happened or whatever I felt like I should do, I've really just learned to trust that and have this view that that's exactly what I need to do. And that's brought me through hard times, helped me boost the positive times, and has gotten me to this place now, which I love a lot.
Yeah. And it's important that we really connect with who we are and how we show up and do things in a way that really allows us to be amazing human beings and give back and support other people. And I see you doing that constantly, especially over on LinkedIn, which is where I follow you the most, or it's the only place I follow anybody these days. But tell us a little bit about this journey. Like, how did you come into supporting your clients and doing this work?
Mm. Yeah, well, I think it's really important with coaching, marketing, work, or whatever it is to leverage your strengths. And so, you know, it started, I had some kind of inspiration in college where I knew I needed to do marketing. This thing came to spread good ideas. And I thought, okay, marketing is spreading good ideas. I'm interested in business. Cool. And then I got an internship at the Volunteer Center doing marketing stuff. One of my best friends, he was a videographer. And then I was like, okay, let's combine marketing. Let's make some videos for the Volunteer Center and promote it like that. And then from there, me and him and another best friend started a video production company, because what's the best way to spread good ideas? To me, it's video. It's, you know, showing all these different aspects of personality. It can go viral really easily to everyone. So then there was that. And then we had a falling out at the company where I basically got kicked out of it. And I'm like, well, damn, what am I going to do now?
What did you do? No, you don't have to tell us, but.
Well, it just wasn't quite working is the thing. It wasn't just quite working. We had some clients, but we weren't getting clients fast enough. And my primary role was the sales, and the guys blamed a lot of it on me, but we're also having some kind of internal conflicts, like fighting a lot. We're good friends, so we didn't really have much of a hierarchy. It's like, you can't tell when you have a business with friends like that, it's hard to tell them kind of what to do or to be in charge. Because that kind of hierarchy isn't really there. We didn't have structure. We didn't know anything about business. You know, if I went back and did this now, things would be a lot different. I wouldn't have any problems, but it's just how it was. We had a great run, and then didn't quite work out. But it ended up being the biggest blessing I've ever had in my life, because from there I thought, man, it's been my mission to travel the world and be immersed in different cultures with different people and learn and communicate, be the best person I can be. And I thought, maybe I can save up and buy like an around the world ticket and go do that. So I started working at a grocery store as a checker, and I worked there for 2 years, just, you know, scanning groceries and working in the back and doing whatever. And I was talking to people, you know, every day. I was like, this is great too, because I'm talking to all these different people, different walks of life, building relationships. I mean, I went to the check stand every day and I'm like, I can't wait to get out of here. You know, I can't wait until this like business is built and I can leave. And because that's what I ended up doing the second year, was I realized that, wow, you know, what I can do is actually leverage all my strengths, my knowledge of marketing and connecting with people, and my passion to teach and help others. And I can coach people how to do this marketing stuff. I've been writing for years already, can teach them how to write copy and sell. And so then I started coaching, and then made enough that I could quit the store, and then got things going. And it was like, all right, 6 months, I'm going to go to Brazil. I got to get enough clients to make that happen, be sustainable to make it happen. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm like telling family I'm going to move there without making any money. I'm like, yep, I'm going to be there in, you know, October. I'm going to be there. And then October comes around. All right, I'm going to be there in, you know, October, November. And then, okay, December, I'm getting there. I'm still getting there. And then finally I went, you know, I had like, went from like 1,000 a month to, I had like a 10K month where all of these built relationships I built up all cashed in, because I had this great offer that I was able to give them. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I've got the money and now let's go. Will it be sustainable when I get there? I don't know. But then I got there and everything, it's been 8 months now and all's good.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too. It's like there's a saying, leap and the net will appear. And I've always kind of fell into that with my business. Like even when I left retail management and my family thought I was insane for leaving my great, you know, job where I was making good money and I had a 401k and all those different pieces. And I was like, but I'm not lit up by this. I'm not passionate about it. It's not like my life calling. And then I found business coaching and I was like, all right, I'm just going to leap into this and I'm going to know the net's going to appear when it's supposed to, and it's going to take care of me. And, you know, you just have to have that trust in yourself sometimes and take the leap. And so many people are afraid to take that leap, which, you know, I don't blame them. Entrepreneurship is definitely probably the biggest personal development journey I've ever been on. And it's definitely, you know, a fun roller coaster ride, but it's, you know, it's got its ups and its downs and those different pieces to it. So I love when we are able to take that leap. And sometimes, you know, we don't know what's on the other side of it. Like you have the 10K month and you're like, all right, I'm moving. I got the money to get there and let's see what's going to happen from there. And then it works out.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think the best way I like to describe it is the jumping off the cliff, building your airplane on the way down kind of mentality. It, like, I love, that's just, yeah, that's how I am. That's how I like to do it. I'm always thinking, sure, logically about what to do, but then there's always the, like, should I do it or should I not? This feels like this could be a right decision. You're in indecision, but then you got to trust yourself, trust your gut. And yeah, every time I have, and it sounds like same for you, that you've trusted yourself, it's worked out. And really, I think the only reason it works out is because you believe it's going to work out. Like that's the only way. That's how everything works. If you believe that it's going to work, then it will work. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And if not that specific thing, it'll push you into the right direction you need to go.
Yeah. And we learned so much through that journey. I know, like when I think back to my career, last month I celebrated 16 years in business. And at 2.5 years into my business, I almost, you know, quit everything, went back to retail management. I was like, this is, you know, I like when you said like things were sporadic and inconsistent in the company that you had prior, like I think a lot of entrepreneurs, we have that place where we're like, we're getting some traction. We're starting to do some cool things. Not all of it's panning out. Like it feels like the pressure gets on us, right? Especially if we don't have, you know, we don't keep our day job and we jump all in, like we have a little bit of that like insecurity that can creep in, and it can give you that self-doubt, inner critic talk that, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. Who am I to be in this space? And then as you push through and you keep showing up and being consistent and putting yourself out there, things pivot. And all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, like I made money in my bank account this month. Like I'm getting clients. Things are starting to be a little bit less inconsistent. And it doesn't mean that sometimes, you know, in 16 years in business, I've definitely had months where I made zero, and I've had months where I over exceeded my goals and I was super excited with it. But it's like just showing up, continuing to do those things can be powerful. And sometimes we give up on ourselves too quickly, too soon. And if we just keep going that little, those few more steps, like we can really see the full picture of where we're going. So I love that you've kept expanding and reaching out for that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, me too. I'm really happy.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing. Like, how is it that you're showing up and supporting clients? And what does like your day-to-day look like now that you've been living this life for the past 8 months, living in Brazil and, you know, put yourself out there in that big way?
Yeah. Well, I've got a pretty good system. It's pretty easy. And I mean, I think especially in the beginning, it's a lot of, how are like most of your clients? Are they coming in, you know, like in the business building phase, or they like already have a business and they're just trying to go more, or are they new? Like what kind of stage?
A little bit of both, but most of the clients I work with, they've either been in business for a couple of years and they're struggling to get the traction they need to continue going forward. And then I have another group of clients that come in and they're making the traction. They're just ready to really scale it. They want to make sure they have a strong foundation built out so that they can really move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know, you know, you're really good at like networking kind of stuff and like talking to people and like being in part of a, you know, events and, you know, and you've been in business for a long time, so you haven't had to, you know, rely on social media or anything. Like me, like I've had to rely all my business has come from social media and from LinkedIn, Facebook and now LinkedIn for the past year or so. And so, yeah, everything I do is there, is online. And I think a misconception, especially, you know, if you have like referrals and word of mouth business and you try to go online, it's like, okay, yeah, there's this great place where I can talk to everyone and I can create content. People are supposed to reach out to me. It's definitely not that easy. So I think a lot of people give up and maybe don't give it the fair shot, but it's a full-time, you know, job for me. On LinkedIn, it's something you can do as a great supplement, maybe spending like 2 hours, like you could spend 2 hours a day on LinkedIn. You could do lead generation and you could spend time posting and responding to people in your network. And for 2 hours a day, you know, basically make that really effective. But starting out, it's a lot. Yeah. A lot of groundwork, a lot of messaging people. And that's kind of how I spend a portion of my day is looking at people's profiles, looking at their content, people I'm connected with, who my ideal client is, commenting on their stuff. Hey, I liked that. Reaching out, asking them a question, inviting them onto calls is like half. And then the other half is just creating great content. Like I love doing these video interviews and cutting up clips and putting them out there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. The biggest thing is the match on social media. It's like out in the world events, you have this personality that you talk to someone and they can like you first. On social media, it's kind of like the opposite. Like if you want to capture someone's attention and attract them to you, you have to be super clear on who you help and how you help them and why you're different. So you got to find out like what's unique about you, what's better about you, and just match it to one portion of the market. You know, really target your ideal client and make that match. And then that's going to give you the best chance to be successful. It's not talking to everyone. It's not just speaking your mind and being motivational. It's like, you really got to get targeted if you're trying to get business on LinkedIn.
And you bring up such a good point, because my community knows, like, I think of social media, and we've had this conversation, I know, in the past too, like, I think of social media as a place to nurture, because most of the people that I know on social media have come from like speaking opportunities or being guests on podcasts, or I met them at a networking event. And I think of it as that nurture container. But if I think back to June 30th, 2020, and prior to that, before I had my Facebook account, my Instagram all hacked and everything taken away, I did spend a lot of time in those areas. And for me though, I was hit a point where it was like, it was a little devastating that I lost those places. But after I came up from it, I was like, wow, like I still have so many people that are in my sphere of influence and different ways that we can connect. But what I love is like you found a way for you to show up on social media, and especially during a pandemic, right? Most of us were all networking in some sort of way virtually, whether it was, you know, in a Zoom room at a networking event that used to be in person, or if we were hanging out on social media, different places like that. And you found a strength for you that has worked and allowed you to grow your business, which I don't teach that style as much anymore, but I love that people are still able to do it, because I hear so many other business coaches who are like, you know, post 3 times a day and do all these different things and spend all your time on social media. And that doesn't resonate with me and how I show up anymore, but I love that it still does work. And if we come at it from the way that you just shared, not just from like a icky, slimy sales type of way where we're like, hey, connecting with everybody and sending messages, you know, trying to get them to buy. Like, you do the research, you find out who they are, you learn a little bit about them, you engage with them, you're starting real relationships. And that's how, whether you're in person or you're virtual and you're doing this, you know, through social media, that's what matters. The worst thing, and I know you see this because you're on LinkedIn a lot as well, like you get people that send you a connection request and you accept it. And 20 seconds later, there's some pitch like, hey, like buy my thing. And we're all like, whoa, like I just met you. Like you're asking a lot here. Like, let's engage a little bit. Like, I love that. Like when we first met, like we got to know each other. We chatted on each other's content for a little bit. We had a coffee chat. We engaged that way. It wasn't just like this, like, hey, here's my business, here's what I want you to do. Like, you're actually nurturing people and allowing them a chance to truly get to know you, which, like you said, like that's the most important piece.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's all about building the relationship. Yeah, I think you need a hybrid approach for social. Like, you need an inbound and outbound aspect to it, because all inbounds are just relying on creating content and, you know, just content and liking and commenting. That's great. And that creates this kind of trusted advisor kind of effect, but it's not predictable. You don't know when someone's going to come to you. Some people are ready to buy now, some people in 6 months, some people a year, 2 years, whatever. So if you want to take control, then that's where the outbound approach comes in. And you're right. You know, it sucks. All the pitch slap kind of DMs, not like it sucks, but the thing is, it just doesn't work. Yeah. You know, people get lazy with social and they say, again, okay, there's thousands, millions of people out here. I can just send, if I just send more people this message, this one message automated, I don't have to do any work and I'll get leads. So sure, you'll get leads, but they're going to be the wrong people. They're not your ideal clients. They're not ready to buy. They're not serious, information seeking, all these kinds of things. But you do want to be fast. So you can templatize your outreaches in a way. But if you're not, again, if you're not targeted, if you don't know exactly who you're talking to and what their pains are, and if you're not being a bit personable, then the outreach isn't going to work. So yes, I think I've found a really kind of good hybrid approach where I'm having fun creating content, but still my leads, my sales are predictable because I'm reaching out to a certain amount of people, doing it in the right way. And, you know, I know that they're going to respond positively as opposed to this, spammy.
That pitch and pray, which, you know, apparently I always joke, I was having a conversation earlier with a client where they were saying how they got tons of messages over the past like week that are just like message, like you can tell it's just like cut and paste. Nobody's actually on the other side. It's probably a robot sending out the messages. Who knows, right? But I'm like, does they were asking, like, they're like, does this work? Because I get so many of these things, like someone's teaching this as a strategy that's working. And I was like, well, I guess if you send out 1,000 or 1,000,000 emails, like you're bound to get a few people that play into it. And maybe you have like a 1% close rate, but you're having to do, you know, 1,000,000 people to get that 1% of business in. And then it gives you a bad name. It gives you like the rap that it's not connecting. So I personally like to get to know people, meet them, build that relationship, and do it in like, I guess, a slower way versus like, if you think tortoise and the hare, I'm like, I'm going for like the tortoise style. Like, let's get to know each other. Let's see where things go. When I'm ready to buy, I know you're there because I've watched what you're doing. I've seen you show up. I've done those things. So
yeah.
So there's so many marketing strategies, right? It's just about finding the ones. At the end of the day, it's about finding strategies that work for you and allow you to show up and, you know, provide a roof over your head and feed your family and do fun things and go to the beach and hang out by the pool, whatever it is you want to do. RC, when you think about your business or even just your life, even like, what does success mean to you? Like, how do you know that you feel like you're successful?
Oh man. Well, this last weekend I went to this place called Buzios. It's a beach town outside of, so I live in Rio de Janeiro. It's about 3 hours away. It's like this kind of little peninsula type of thing. And in this area, there's just like a little beach. And it was just, I went a friend there, a friend invited me to her house and just this beautiful place and like everything. I like was on the street and it was like quiet for the first time. And I'm like kind of on my phone and I'm not worried about someone like stealing my phone, or nobody's like kind of looking at, no hustle and bustle kind of stuff. And she's showing me all these kind of different beaches that only locals know about. And we're eating like food, like, you know, an open grilled fish and these caipirinhas, like the best mixed drink you could ever have. And I didn't have to think about work at all. I was there I was going to come back Monday, but I stayed for an extra day just because I could. I cleared my schedule and I just had this one of the best weekends of my life there. And I have goals, you know, I want to grow the business and do more, but I'm just sitting in this place. I'm like, this is amazing. This is the best life I could ever be living. Like, I created this. I moved to this place consciously, created this business consciously, and I'm here doing whatever I want to do led to this place. I didn't know what was going to happen here, but I was led here, invited here, experiencing this. Like, yeah, this is it. I can't believe it. And sometimes I'll just be in my apartment. Like, I like wake up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I'm like, walk into my apartment. I'm like, this is awesome. This is it. I love this place. I love being here. So, I mean, that's success to me. There's that feeling like, you know what I think it really is that if you feel like you could die at any moment and you wouldn't have regret, you'd be like, I lived a good life. That was fine. Then I think that's success. And that's how I feel. And as long as I keep feeling that, I'll know that I'm successful.
Yeah. I love that you brought that in, because after losing my mom 21 years ago now, like, that was the biggest lesson I learned during that time. You know, she was 49 and she had so much life left, but like, I know for myself, like, that was like what helped me pivot into starting my own business and putting myself out there and dreaming bigger. Is I was like, life is so short. We don't know. Like, my mom didn't know that she was going to die that day. Like, and I always wonder, like, what more, like, I know she had bigger dreams and things that she wanted to do, but like, there's so many things that I know for myself. I'm like, that's 4 years from now for me. And I'm like, I want to make sure that I'm living every single day to the best of my ability, that I'm doing the things that I love doing. I don't want to have a ton of regrets. And yes, sometimes we have responsibilities and things we have to do, right? Like, I'm a mom of four, like, there's lots going on in the back scene, but making sure that I'm still putting myself in front of that and reaching for my goals. And my kids see that. Like, I want them to see that, like, you know, mom did all these things and she never just sat back and said, I don't want to be on my deathbed one day and saying, I wish I would have done all these things. And they always share all the stories, right? Like, people always say at that point, like, they're like, they have all these regrets. I'm like, I don't want to have regrets. I want to say, like you said, like, I lived my life to the fullest. I had fun. I did all these things and I'm happy today. And that's what truly matters.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's maybe, I think if you define success too much, then you get lost. You get lost in goals and lost in numbers and lost in what you should be doing. But
Yeah, it's
I
not a
used to think,
destination, right? It's a journey.
yeah. And I used to, before this business happened, I wanted to conquer the world and, make millions and millions and be like known and be with the highest people and be in that network and all this stuff. And it's like the more I'm in here, even in Rio or experiencing different places, and I just see people that just live and don't care about any of that stuff and live happy, I'm like more and more just concentrating on doing what I want to do with like people that I really enjoy and being more in the moment with fewer people, as opposed to this need to like be everything and be with everyone and be famous and do all this stuff. Like that just gets less and less important for me. Like it's almost like I don't want to be so ambitious. Like I'm happy not working and doing these fun things and not just grinding and building the business and 14, 16 hours a day. Like I've got enough money and everything's growing.
Yeah.
So, why worry so much about working all the time?
Yeah. I completely 100% agree. Like when I look at, the hustle culture or the bro marketing and like all the terminology that we use in the online space, right? For that, like the hustle grind, like go, 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 like, keep closing, keep finding more deals, keep going after all those things. I'm like, at the end of the day, like I do those things so that I can spend time doing the things that I want to do and enjoy my life and, hang out in my backyard and barbecue or go on a trip or head to the beach and do those things. So not getting so lost up and like the vanity matrix that online business can bring, but really creating a lot, like I do this business so I can afford the lifestyle that I want, not the other way around.
Yeah,
I love
totally.
that. I love that you like were able to go to a cool location and just like relax and reset and recharge. And I guarantee you taking that extra day and afforded you so much more growth and opportunity later on that you don't even haven't even probably seen yet because it was just last weekend, right? But the more that we like sit back and relax and let our bodies and our soul just kind of settle into who we are and what we're doing, like the business comes back tenfold from that because when we do show up for work, we're there, we're in it, and we're not wishing we were on vacation because we're blending those pieces in so much. So
Yeah, definitely.
when you're not hanging out and relaxing and just enjoying your life, like what do you see as like what's next for your business and kind of where you'd like to see yourself, say, in the next year or so?
I'm trying to remove myself from as much of the busy work as I can and just focus on creating. Like, if it was up to me, if I didn't have to, like, I don't want to do any lead gen. I don't want to do any sales stuff except for, working with the clients, having a call with them face to face. But I want to be in a place where I'm only working, 4 days a week. And, I'm taking like 3 day weekends to go explore different places. And, I'm going to hire someone here pretty soon to take care of all my lead gen and like do the outreaches and all that stuff. And so I can just focus on creating and more talking, more conversations like this, developing the live show more, being on more of other people's shows, and just removing myself from work. But that doesn't mean like I don't like work. It's just I just want to create. I just want to write. I just want to make videos. I want to spread the message. Yes, I want to help people and I want to help clients and share that as well. But something else I'm really looking for is a cause. Like before moving to Brazil and the business was going, that was the big thing. It's like, this business has got to work because this is my life. I need a business so I can do whatever I want, when I want to make the money I want. I got to create that. Okay, I'm creating and I got to get to Brazil. I've got to move. I've got to be in a place. And that was such a strong pull where I'm so motivated. And, lately I've felt less of that motivation. It's like, what is the next step? Making more money? Okay, yeah, definitely I want to do that. But I found it's like I want to have some kind of social business enterprise thing in the future, you know, something where my business is helping some kind of greater good, maybe with education and with youth, and want to be able to tell stories, create documentaries, like something like that. So I'm kind of, yeah, I don't, that's kind of what it's going to look like. I think removing myself, exploring, that's the main mission, explore, meeting people, and then finding a way to create a business that's going to help people spread ideas and create some kind of social enterprise type of thing. Cause I need something to latch onto, you know, we all need that. We need that big mission, North Star, and I've got it here, but I need something, I need a next step in between. So I'm kind of waiting for that.
I love that, because so often, like when we think of, like, we're CEOs, right? Whether we're the CEO, we're the content writer, we're the creative, we're the janitor, like we're all the things, right, in our businesses, especially when we first start out. And like what you described is you staying in your zone of genius, you doing the work that you love, and having a team behind you who's doing some of the other stuff that has to be done in business. And like when you think of every single big company, like there was at one point there was a CEO in a garage, you know, dreaming up this vision and putting things out there, and they slowly, you know, do all the things and they hire other people in. And I love when we're able to really stay in our zone of genius and really know what we're really good at, play to those strengths, and not feel like we have to be every single piece of our business. I work primarily with, like, in my one-to-one coaching, most of my clients are solopreneurs. They have, it's just them and their business, and they're doing all the things. And like what you were describing, like we lose sometimes, like, why did we start this business? What part of is it that we love? Like, it's okay to like give some of those other parts away and hire a VA or hire a content creator or a social media manager or somebody to come in and do some of those other pieces and let you shine by staying in that place of like the work that you truly want to do. So I love that you're focusing on that. And then the piece of the mission driven, like, heck yeah, that's the type of companies people want to buy from today. Like most of us are, you know, values driven, mission driven led. Like I want to give, like part of the reason I want to make money in my business is so I can give back to my community. I can support other people. I donate a portion of my proceeds every single month to an organization called Kiva, who helps women business owners all over the world start businesses. And sometimes like to see the stories of like the businesses they're able to make or the things they're able to invest in to start their business. And to me, it's, you know, it's just a small investment, and to see what they're able to do with that is so powerful. And it also makes me think of like Tom's shoes, right? Like they're probably one of the best known for like buy a shoe, give a shoe to a child or an adult in need somewhere in the world. And those are the things that play to our heartstrings. And we're like, oh yeah, like when I buy this, I'm not just buying to, you know, make a CEO rich. I'm giving back and we're helping our world. We're investing in our future, the generations to come. It's leaving legacy for people out there. So I love that you're looking at that piece of like, what can I do next? And I know some business owners have done nonprofits, some give back in different ways, but like finding what really suits you and is going to help you feel like you're leaving a footprint in the world. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Right. It's just, I think that's been the whole message here is this alignment is you can do the things you really want. Like you can live the life that you really love and that you really feel good about. And it's the hardest work, you know, it's really, really hard work and it's uncertain. There's uncertainty everywhere and you have to take the leap and jump and build the plane on the way down. And you have to, you know, take care of yourself and you have to say no to a lot of things. But in the end, when you're doing something you really love and going after the things you really want, all that stuff feels fine. Like the pain feels fine. You want to work more and you want to push yourself and you want to take those risks and you gotta be open or somehow, you know, have that drive. But it's supposed to be, you know, I think not even that it's just possible to live that kind of life. Like that's the life we're supposed to live. Like we're here on earth living because, you know, that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter really what anyone else is doing too. There's people that are less privileged and people who are more privileged. Like I think you just got to think about you and being the best you can be. And then you can help, you can not help, just like do what makes you happy, you know, without hurting anyone, of course, but that kind of path of self-love and self-fulfillment is going to help everyone around you in the end. Yeah, it's really no excuses but what you're kind of giving in your own mind.
Yeah, it just shows like we can show up and be our own person. We can put ourselves out there the way that we want. We want to build a business that's in alignment with who we are and how we're going to show up for the world so that we can do the things that we want to do and whatever that looks like. And each of us have like different paths and visions, like you were saying, like we all have different ideas and things that we'll do with it. But knowing that we're at the end of the day, like we're, I'm going to go back to that word alignment again. Like I want to be in alignment. Like I want to trust my gut intuition that I'm showing up the way that I'm supposed to, and that I'm living my life to its absolute fullest, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't even know what 5 minutes from now holds, right? So yeah. RC, this has been such a great conversation. Like I kind of want to keep digging, but I'm going to pull us up a little bit and take us into rapid fire questions, if that's all right with you. I would love to know, and this is like the fun part where I get to ask random questions. Are you binge watching or binge reading, or like, how do you spend your free time these days? Like, what are you up to? Besides going to really cool locations that we all want to come to now.
Yeah, come visit me if you want. Yeah, binge watching shows, let's see, reading books.
Or whatever other hobbies you might have.
Oh, I've been playing a lot of beach tennis. Okay, so I don't know, do they have this in LA, beach tennis? Have you ever seen that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's basically like a... Yeah, it's like a volleyball court, but the net is, I think it's a little bit lower, and you use like these rackets. That's not like a tennis racket, but it's like a tennis ball, and it's like a paddle basically. So you got two people on each side, and it's just so fun. Like I used to play tennis back in high school, like a lot of it. And now I'm into the sport beach tennis. I'm playing a couple times a week, and you know, I'm at like this club playing, but you can play on the beach with people. It's so fun. You're in the sand, hitting the ball, slamming, you got friends. It's like, it's my new addiction basically.
So is it, yeah. It's kind of like volleyball, and like the ball doesn't, I'm assuming like in tennis, normally the ball hits the ground and then you hit it and have to throw it back. This time you're kind of more volleyball style. The ball's not hitting the ground or you're out if it hits.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It's like a mix between volleyball and tennis. Like the ball's got to stay up, but you're just paddling it back and forth.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out and see if we have that here. I know pickleball, which is like another version of tennis, right? I don't know much about it other than I watched a championship match when I was in Vegas at a conference back in November at the Plaza Hotel. And I was mind blown. Like there was all these people in a pickleball, and I was like, what the heck is a pickleball? Like I need to go upstairs to the, where they were playing, and we were watching them. And I was like, now I want to play, but I haven't done it yet. But anything on the beach is totally my way to reflect and reset and recharge. Like that's my happy spot. If I'm at the beach, by the, anything with water, actually, like if you think pools, beach, even a hot bath, a cold glass of water, like that, something about water really resonates with me. But I love that you're getting outside and being active. And I mean, who doesn't want to play tennis on the beach?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the best of both worlds. It really is. Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. And it's, and you're exercising. You're not just sitting on the couch watching Netflix. Like that's way more fun.
Yeah.
So who would you say has made the biggest impacts in your life? Like, is there one person that like you attribute a lot of why you're the person you are today? And if so, why?
Yeah. I mean, I gotta go with my parents. I know they're two people, but I mean, my mom gave me all the, well, you know, a huge chunk of like the love, the emotional intelligence, the connecting with people, the non-judgmentalness and spirituality and being this person that everyone loves to be around. And then my dad gave me the direction and the like the work ethic and the strength and the personality and like all of that stuff, you know, this perfect like masculine feminine mix coming and made me, and all I think about is all the opportunity that they've given to me and support, you know, never saying I couldn't do something, never saying sure there's the shouldn't, you know, the like, RC, you should get a real job, you know, a stable job in a big company. And you know, my dad's an engineer, so he's saying that stuff. And you know, my mom is like on the afraid side, oh, you should, don't be, you know, traveling and that kind of thing, but always totally supportive, and I'm just so grateful for them. Like they shaped me, yeah, to who I am. Yeah,
perfect. I love it. And we might have already hit on some of this, but I like to ask anyways, like when you think of if you're stressed out or overwhelmed or life just feels really heavy, like what's a way that you like to reset and recharge?
I just like to walk. I like to just go to a place. Like I do this on weekends a lot. So I pick a different place of the city that I want to go, and I'll just get like, you know, take the metro there or whatever. And I'll just start walking around the city, like walking up and down the blocks, looking at the houses, the trees. Usually there's something cool nearby, like, you know, a different, going to these different beach that's nearby or something. And then I'll stop at a restaurant at the end and get a beer and just like sit down and look at stuff and walk around. Like that's it. It's like, I need that kind of non-thinking exploration a lot.
Yeah. Perfect. And if I could buy you a plane ticket today and you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
I don't know, man, that's hard. It's so nice being here.
Yeah.
But I think like,
most people are like, I want to go to Brazil.
Yeah. You know, I might go like, I keep thinking like home, like maybe I'd stop, like just go back for like a week or something. You know, if it's a free ticket, I'm going to spend a lot of time. Maybe I just go back, go to Seattle for a few days and say hi and go there and see my family. Or if it was a place, you know, there's some places like up north in Brazil, like this place, Iguaçu Falls. And it's one of like the largest waterfall areas in the world. And it's just like these cascades everywhere. And I definitely wouldn't drive there. It would take too long. It's like way up north. So that would be cool to go to. But country, you know, I think next country would be Norway. Like my grandfather's is Norwegian and grandmother Danish. And I really want to go to Norway and see those things and experience that culture.
Yeah. All of them sound good, especially after, you know, most of us not traveling for a while. I know we pretty much get in a car, and if we can't drive there in like 4 hours, we haven't gone very far outside of that. So when you think about the words attract and stand out, what do they mean to you?
Right. Because I think to attract, you got to stand out. And to stand out, you've got to be attractive. So it's kind of like this, being attractive is like standing out, but you're not like trying to be attractive necessarily. It's like, it's just, I think it comes down to your self-love and not trying to get from anyone, not trying to get from people. Like you know what you want, but you're not trying to get it. Like you're letting it come to you. So your intention is clear, but you're not trying to grab. Like you're letting the right things come to you. Like that's real attractiveness. It's not just aloofness and just, you know, not wanting anything. Like you gotta want, you gotta be clear on that, but you're not trying to get from others. You're wanting to give. And that's being, that's really standing out. Like not a lot of people do that or do that well. It's kind of a never-ending practice of standing out and being attractive and those things. So yeah, kind of difficult answer to think about, but
that's why I ask. I want to hear people's thoughts on it. Well, Arcy, this has been so much fun getting the chance to know you and just chit chat about all kinds of fun stuff and know more about your story. I know people are going to want to connect and reach out. Where would we send them? Where do you want them to go?
My LinkedIn profile. Definitely right there. Get on there, look at it, send me a DM and say that you saw me on Darlene's show. That's the best way.
Perfect. And I know you have a free gift for everybody as well. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah. So one of the things that I do is, I offer to teach people how to write really like story driven style posts. So I offer like a few sessions a week on, you know, looking at somebody's content and then kind of analyzing it and breaking it down and then showing them how to write, you know, like giving some kind of tips on how they could incorporate stories, incorporate a better call to action and really get people reaching out to them. So yeah, I think, I have three spots of those open every week. So if somebody sees this and they want to just have a free session on writing better copy, you know, no strings attached, no pitch, like anything like that, just that's something they want to work on, then yeah, send me a message or Darlene a message and you can get that.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you connected. That everybody knows that's my favorite part to talk about when it comes to like attracting and standing out, right? It's that sharing your story. That's the one piece that makes you different from everybody else. And when you can weave story into your content and really pull people in, beautiful things happen. And RC does a beautiful job at that. So definitely take them up on that offer, connect with them, find out like what parts of your story are working, what parts are not. And, you know, take them up. Coffee with RC. You all need to do this. Definitely do it. I know it's worth your time and energy. RC, thank you so much for being here. It's been so much fun. We'll have to do this again soon. And that's a wrap, everybody. That's another episode of the Attract and Stand Out podcast. I'll be back next week with another amazing gift. Get another gift. Another amazing gift. Apparently you're a gift now, RC. Another amazing guest. And as always, know that I believe in you. You're allowed to stand out. You're allowed to shine. You're allowed to be you. We'll see you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you love the show, leave a review and subscribe on whichever platform you're listening on. It would mean the world to me. As a special thank you, I want to offer you a free gift, my Uncover Your Niche workbook and video training that helps you become unforgettable to your audience. You can sign up at darlenehawley.com. I look forward to seeing you all next week. In the meantime, have an amazing week and we will talk soon.